a scent, a sound, an errant shadow too minor to register consciously, might be enough to make a well-trained scythe's neck hairs bristle. Scythe Brahms turned, sniffed, listened. He took in his surroundings. He was alone on a side street. Elsewhere he could hear the sounds of street cafes and the ever-vibrant nightlife of the city, but the street he was on was lined with shops that were shuttered this time of night. Cleaners and clothiers, a hardware store and a daycare center. The lonely street belonged to him and the unseen interloper.
"Come out," he said. "I know you're there."
He thought it might be a child, or perhaps an unsavory hoping to bargain for immunity, as if an unsavory might have anything with which to bargain. Maybe it was a tonist. Tone cults despised scythes, and although Brahms had never heard of tonists actually attacking a scythe, they had been known to torment.
"I won't harm you," Brahms said. "I've just completed a gleaning. I have no desire to increase my tally today."
Although, admittedly, he might change his mind if the interloper was either too offensive or obsequious. Still, no one stepped forward.
"Fine," he said. "Be gone then. I have neither time nor patience for a game of hide and seek."